بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the necessity of jihad, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spending the morning and evening in the path of Allah ta'ala and the rewards of it. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال أتى رجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أي الناس أفضل؟ قال مؤمن يجاهد بنفسه وماله في سبيل الله. قال ثم من؟ قال مؤمن في شعب من الشعاب يعبد الله ويدع الناس من شره. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, who is the best of people? So very similar to the previous two ahadith that we had, the previous three ahadith that we have done, where a similar question was posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's asked that who is the best of people, he replied, a believer who wages jihad with his life and wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The man asked, then who? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a believer residing alone in a valley, a person that is separate from everyone else, he's in a valley, alone he's staying there in some valley, and he's worshipping Allah Ta'ala, and he's saving the people from his evil. In other words, he's protecting the people from whatever evil that emanates from him. This here is something which is very, very important. Unfortunately, today some people, they make it their, almost to say that their daily routine or daily duty to harm others in terms of the way they speak, in terms of the way they drive, in terms of the way they conduct themselves. But here we see that specifically after jihad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying a person that secludes himself in some valley, and what he does is he saves the public, he saves people from his harm. In other words, that any harm that can emanate from him, whether it's verbally, whether it's physically, emotionally, whatever harm that can emanate, he's saving others. He makes this is his job. My job here now is to save others from my own harm. So this is something that is praiseworthy in Islam, is praiseworthy in Shariat, where a person is careful that someone else mustn't get harmed because of my actions. So that's what it teaches us, is a person goes out of his way. Here a person is actually secluding himself from the community, he's secluding himself from the public, he's going out of his way to save people from any harm that comes from him. So what it teaches us, that when we're dealing with people, we must be extra conscious of the fact that we don't cause any type of harm to anybody. In fact, if you look at the way Muhammad Maulana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayh, when he would speak and give advices as far as tasawuf is concerned, this was like that overarching principle, overarching characteristic he would try to create in all his muta'alliqeen, the people that were there with him. This was one characteristic he tried to create, and that is kisi ko takleef mat do. Now don't give anybody any type of difficulty. Don't harm anybody in any way. Don't give any type of difficulty to anybody in any way. When a person is conscious of this, then he's very, very careful that I mustn't cause any harm to those people. One is people that are I don't like. I don't cause any harm to them. But imagine those people that I like, my parents, my friends, my neighbors, my musallis. So he'd go out of his way to be careful that I don't cause any type of harm. So this is one lesson we learn from this hadith here of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man is very, very careful that I don't cause any harm to anybody. An Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal ribat yawmin fi sabilillah khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma 'alayha wa mawdi'u sawti ahadikum min al-jannati khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma 'alayha wa ar-ruhatu yaruhuha al-'abdu fi sabilillah ta'ala أو الغدوة خير من الدنيا وما عليها. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that guarding the Islamic borders, the Islamic frontiers, that jamaat that is standing right in front guarding the borders, the special reward for them, they are known as the murabitin, those people that are guarding the borders of Islam. They're right in front, just to get just a small glimpse that in looting time you'll have some areas where people were standing right at the outskirts. So when the looters were coming, then they were the first people to face that enemy, so to speak. I'm just giving an example. They were the first people that had to brace. People inside, within the town, people within the communities, were getting protected. Even those people that were guarding within the communities, They were being protected by those people that were standing right in front. In other words, if any enemy, any attack had to come, they were the people that were there. So in jihad also, you'll get that jamaat that is standing right there at the Islamic border. If any attack had to come from outside, they would be the first line of attack. There's great, great, great reward in the hadith, as we do here, we'll see, for this particular jamaat known as the Murabitin, those that are guarding the Islamic frontiers, the Islamic borders. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that guarding the Islamic borders for one day in the path of Allah is better than this world and whatever is in it. Better than this world and whatever is in it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, the place in Jannah of one of your whoops is better than the world and whatever is on it. A whoop that normally you would use. You see how much of space does a whoop take? Look at it, if you've got to measure it and see in terms of square meters, if a whoop is placed here on the ground, how much of space is it? It doesn't take much space. That area that it's taking is very, very little. That area that the whoop occupies is very small. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using this to give us an indication of how great Jannah is. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the place in Jannah of one of your whoops, in other words, that amount of space only in Jannah that the whoop will occupy, that amount of space in Jannah, it's a small space, that amount of space Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is better than the whole world and whatever is in it. So little, a small piece of, say it's 1 square meter, I'm just giving an example, 1 square meter, it's much less than that, but say it's 1 square meter, that amount of Jannah space is better than the whole world space and whatever is contained in it also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us an example of how great Jannah is. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that an evening or morning spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala is better than the world and whatever is in it. And Salman radiallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ribatu yawmin wa laylatin khayrun min siyami shahrin wa qiyamihi wa in mata jara alayhi amaluhu alladhi kana ya'malu wa ujri alayhi rizquhu wa amina al-fattan wa amina al-fattan. As Salman radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that guarding the Islamic borders for a day and night is better than fasting and staying up at night. In other words, performing tahajjud the whole night. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, guarding the Islamic borders for one day and one night. One day, one night is better than fasting and performing tahajjud salat for one whole month. So if you've got to compare the two in terms of reward, that yeah, for one day, one night is better than a whole month of fasting and better than a whole month of tahajjud salat. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, if one passes away whilst doing so, the actions that he used to do will continue to be recorded in his favor. Allah Ta'ala blesses this person that he was guarding the frontiers and he passed away. That reward of guarding the frontiers, here we saw what was the reward. One day, one night is equal to 1 month of fasting, 1 month of tahajjud. Here the hadith is saying that if he had to pass away in this condition, Allah will continue even after his death that reward. Allah will continue that reward to be recorded in his favor. Imagine from that day right up till the day of Qiyamah, this man for every day, every night is getting the reward of 1 month's fast, 1 month's tahajjud salat. For every day, even after he passed away. What a beautiful reward a person for guarding the frontiers is getting. So, to go on with the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if he passes away whilst doing so, the actions that he used to do will continue to be recorded in his favor. His sustenance will continue and he will be saved from the tribulations of the grave. Allah Ta'ala will save him from the any tribulations that a person would normally experience in the qabr. This person will also get saved from that particular. The ulama explains that according to what is meant by the save from the tribulations of the grave is that Munkar and Nakir, the two angels that will be appointed to question one in the grave, Allah Ta'ala will protect this person that was protecting the borders. Allah will protect him, them from even Munkar and Nakir. One more short hadith which explains the reward for a person guarding the frontiers. An Fadalah bin Ubaid radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, kullu mayyitin يختم على عمله إلا المرابط في سبيل الله فإنه ينمى له عمله إلى يوم القيامة ويؤمن فتنة القبر رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the actions of every deceased person are sealed. When a person passes away, now his actions are finished. It's sealed. So Rasulullah ﷺ is saying the actions of every deceased person are sealed except for a murabit in the path of Allah Ta'ala. His actions continue increasing until the day of Qiyamah, and he is saved from the trials and tribulations of the grave. So this hadith takes it one step further and explains that not only is this person's reward continuing like we did in the previous hadith, for every day and every night what reward he's getting, here this hadith takes it one step further, is his reward is increasing and increasing and increasing every day. Allah is increasing this person's reward until the day of Qiyamah. So continuous increase for this person. So the actions of every deceased person are sealed, except for a murabit in the path of Allah. His actions continue increasing until the day of Qiyamah, and he saved from the trials and tribulations of the grave. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We must have this niyat in the heart, that wallah, if we have that opportunity also to guard the borders of Islam, wallah, we will guard. And if a person has a genuine niyat in his heart, even though he couldn't go there, there was no ability or there was no means for him to guard the Islamic borders, then the person will get the full reward. Allah will give him the full reward that is mentioned here, because he had the niyat in his heart, the genuine niyat. So when we hear these ahadith, we must make niyat in our heart. Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. There was one thing that was mentioned in the previous hadith, that the person will continue to receive his sustenance. What it means? Person passed away and he went in and his reward is continuing, but he's receiving his, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that his sustenance will continue. So ulama explained that he will continue receiving his sustenance in Jannah, just as the masters receive the fruits of Jannah. So this person also, he'll continue receiving his sustenance from Jannah. How beautiful. Thirdly, he will be saved from the tribulations of the grave. Ulama explained that a murabit, one who guards the Islamic borders, will not be questioned in the grave. Others say that he will be questioned, but in such a manner that he will not be frightened at all. Allah Ta'ala will give him that strength. The reason for ribat being better than fasting and staying awake in worship is that the ribat protects the deen of Islam and the property of many, many people, whereas the benefit of fasting is an individual benefit, and worship is confined to an individual person that is guarding. How many people behind him are be able to benefit, and they are able to continue with their salah, they continue with their fasting, they continue with their other activities of deen, etc., and activities that they need to do. Because these one jamaat stood up and they stayed to protect Islam, so many other people could do so many things. Therefore Allah Ta'ala also rewards them handsomely for that effort that they made to guard the Islamic borders. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa make you humble. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.